single girl, all alone in a great big town. The single girl gets so tired of love letting her down. The life's unreal and the people are phony, and the nights can get so lonely. The single girl needs a sweet loving man to lean on. I'm a single girl, wondering if love could be passing me by. I'm a single girl, and I know all about men and their lives. Nobody loves me, 'cause nobody knows me. Nobody takes the time to go slowly. The single girl needs a sweet loving man to lean on.
Sandy Posey, Single Girl, 1966, went up to number 12 on the pop charts. She had 6 pop chart hits. She also had 11 country western hits. And a young lady came out of Jasper, Alabama. Welcome to the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get started right now. We've got Sir Douglas Quintet going to get us started. And then Van Morrison with his group Them. And then Conway Twitty. So let's do Sir Douglas Quintet right now. And the rains came.
Rain, 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 rain. Tears keep coming down. I haven't seen my baby. Left this town. Rain, 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 rain. My pillow's soaking wet. Broke my heart, cause it's so much pain. Rain, 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 rain. I'd like to see my girl again. Rain, 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 rain. Why'd you cause me so much pain? Come on, rain. Oh, honey, don't call me so much pain. You broke my heart. And you called me so much pain. Rain, 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 rain. Well, the fiddle's soaking wet. Oh, you called me so much pain. And I know it's never yet. Rain, 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 rain.
let's go walking where the boats go by. And watch them sail across the bay. Let me hold your hand in the morning fog. Little child, I wanna walk your dog. Go walking up that mountain slope, and look down on the city down below. Yeah, I will make a fool of you.
Fifteen years ago. 15. mighty long time to get a real love off your mind. I know I've tried since 15 years ago.
15 years ago, Conway Twitty. 1970. Went up to number 81 on the pop charts for him, but it was a big hit in the country charts. Went all the way to number one for him that year, 1970. 15 years ago. Before that, Them, Van Morrison doing the vocals there with Hey Girl. That's 1966. It wasn't, I don't believe that was a single at all. It was an LP cut. It was the LP came out in 66. The LP's title was Them Again. And before that, Sir Douglas Quintet with The Rains Came, 1966, number 31 on the pop charts. Group kind of known as a Tex-Mex group, led by Doug Sham. All right, let's see. We got Slim Harpo going to get us started, then Frankie Avalon, and then Joe South. So right now, we've got Slim Harpo and Don't Start Crying Now.
You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. You ain't never loved me, baby, didn't need me no good, no how. Well, the man you got, baby, he don't mean you no good. Well, the man you got, baby, he don't mean you no good. He just a wrecking you, darling, in your neighborhood. Well, cry, cry, baby, you can cry here all night long. You can cry, cry, baby, cry, cry all night long. But when you wake up in the morning, you're gonna find your good man gone. Oh, yes, you will. Woman, take one look at mine. You've been bragging about your woman, take one look at mine. She's just as sweet as any angel, wanna love me most all the
from Bobby socks to stockings, and she starts trading her baby toys for boys. When that one shy little sleepy head learns about love and its lilt, you can bet that the change is more than from cotton to silk. If a miss wants to be kissed instead of cuddled, and to this you are in doubt is what to say. When a girl changes from Bobby socks to stockings, then she's old enough to give her heart away. When a girl changes from Bobby socks to stockings, and she starts trading her baby toys for boys, when that once shy little sleepy head learns songs about love and its lilt. You can bet that the change is more than from cotton to silk. If a miss wants to be kissed instead of cuddled, and to this you are in doubt as what to say. When a girl changes from Barbie socks to stockings, then she's old enough to give her heart away. Yes, she's old enough to give her.
Joe South, a gentleman came out of Atlanta, Georgia, doing a song called Walk a Mile in My Shoes. 1970, went up to number 12 on the pop charts, number 56 on the country western charts. and wrote some great, great songs over the years. And just to show you the change in his style, his first hit in 1958 was The Purple People Eater Meets the Witch Doctor. And he made a few changes because he really changed his style and did some great, great songs. By the way, that song was released as Joe South and the Believers. So he had a group called the Believers. He did a lot of session work. Also, well-known session man. He did session work for Aretha Franklin, Simon and Garfunkel, Bob Dylan. So he was out there all over the place, well-known. Frankie Avalon before that. Bobby Socks to Stockings, 1959, went to number 8 for him that year on the pop charts. And Slim Harpo got us started, Don't Start Crying Now. Didn't chart, but it did come on a 45. The flip side was Raining in My Heart, 1961, went to number 34 on the pop charts. And it is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song, that Rain in My Heart is. So you flip it over and you get what we played today, Don't Start Crying Now. All right, let's see. We got Kris Kristofferson going to get us started, then Lou Christie, and then Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. So here we go right now. And Kris Kristofferson with a song he wrote in his version, Sunday Morning Coming Down.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head, didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street, caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. There's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to a song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying
half as lonesome as it sounds. On the sleeping city sidewalks, Sunday morning coming down.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips begging to be, just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by, she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make,
everybody ready?
Little Latin Loopy Loo. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, 1966, went up to number 17 on the pop charts for them, a song that the Righteous Brothers recorded that too and had a big hit with it. So, good sound by that. I always like that song, and I do like Mitch Ryder's version of that. Before that, Lou Christie got us going here also with Lightning Strikes, 1965, number one hit for him that year. He first recorded 4 years earlier, 1961, on the Robe label, R-O-B-B-E-E, as Luigi and the Lions. So if you see that 45 floating around, that's who that is. That's Lou Christie. Of course, you probably recognize that voice when you play it. And getting us started, Kris Kristofferson with a song that he wrote, Sunday Morning Coming Down. His version didn't chart. It was an LP cut. That came off his debut album, the first album he ever did, called Kristofferson. And because he wasn't really planning on doing a lot of singing, but he got into it and really did some good stuff. Ray Stevens recorded that song first in 1969. That album, by the way, came out, I think I did say, in 1970. But Ray Stevens recorded Sunday Morning Coming Down in 1969. And it was his first country western hit. Went up to number 55 for him on the country western charts. And, of course, then Johnny Cash the next year took it all the way to number one in 1970 with his version, a live version he did on his radio TV show. Okay, let's keep going. We got Linda Ronstadt going to go, and then Larry Don, and then the Blues Brothers, Jake and Elwood. So here we go right now, Linda Ronstadt and Back in the USA.
Yeah. of a honey, honey bun. Yeah, honey, honey bun. She's my sugar and she's my fine. She's a gal that treats me right. She's my honey. Well, honey bun.
Everything I Need, Almost. That came out on their first LP they did, Suitcase Full of Blues. That was a live LP recorded in L.A. in 1978 on a night when they opened for Steve Martin. So that must have been a heck of a show, getting to see these guys play and then Steve coming out doing his comedy skits. So, a lot of fun I bet we had that night. Larry Don before that, Honey Bun, didn't chart 1959. But a well sought after record by record collectors. It's on the Vaden label, V-A-D-E-N, which came out of Arkansas. And that record there runs anywhere, depending on condition. It books for $1,500 to $2,500 a record. So there's not many of them out there. And, you know, the Vaden label, gosh, they had Larry Don, they had Black Cadillac with Joyce Green, they had Teddy Riddell, they had Bobby Brown, the Curios. Some great, great stuff out there on that Vaden label. If you find any of those, you need to get them while you can. And then Linda Ronstadt, Back in the USA, 1978, number 16 hit for her that year on the pop charts. Chuck Berry did it almost 20 years earlier, 1959, and his version went up to number 37. But good, good sound by Linda Ronstadt, one of my favorites. Okay, let's go. Let's keep moving. We've got John Lee Hooker going to get us going. Then we've got the Blues, which is a group from close to here out of Gadsden, Alabama, spelled B-L-E-U-S, and then Fleetwood Mac. So let's go right now on John Lee Hooker and Boom Boom.
Right down, right off of your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Ow, 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 ow. I love to see you strut up and down the floor. Talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. Oh, yeah. Walk that walk, walk that walk. You love me. I love that talk. When you talk like that, you knock me out right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, talk.
Every time my baby was the same.
Think About Me, Fleetwood Mac, 1980. Went number 20 on the pop charts for them. A song that was written by Christine McVie. Of course, now, Fleetwood Mac, you know, she wrote a lot of their hits, but, you know, they're kind of well more known for Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. And then, of course, Mick Fleetwood back there on those drums and John McVie playing the bass. But, you know, Christine McVie, John's wife, was right there in the middle of all this. But she's not that she's forgotten, but I don't think many people think of her as much. But she did a lot of great writing. She wrote 11 of the hits, of their charted hits, 11 of them she wrote. In fact, when Fleetwood Mac, this version of Fleetwood Mac, not the blues Fleetwood Mac that Peter Green started and with Mick Fleetwood and the rest of them, but after they kind of folded and they added Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, they became this supergroup Fleetwood Mac. Their first hit was Over My Head, and Christine McVie wrote that one too. So real good writer, real good song by her. Okay, The Blues, B-L-E-U-S, 1969, little song called Good Morning Love. Group that came out of Gadsden, Alabama, about 45 miles, maybe 40 miles north of here, where I'm living, and it was on the Diamond label. So good sound by them. And before that, John Lee Hooker, Boom Boom, 1962, went up to number 60 on the pop charts. It's a song that is in the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, it's on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame list of 500 greatest songs at number 220. Of course, John Lee Hooker was put in the Hall of Fame in 1981, and he also received a Grammy Lifetime Award in the year 2000. So lots of credit goes to John Lee for the early stuff he did. Okay, let's go. We got another uncharted rocker coming, going to get us started by a guy named Turner Moore. Then there's our double play of the day, and we're going to do Sonny and Cher. So let's go right now. We got Turner Moore doing I'll Be Leaving You.
Well, listen, dear sweet mama, you know what I have said. Well, the floor they all play dirty, and you never make a bed. Well, if you don't change, I'll be leaving you. Well, you go out honking tonking, you really wrong with me. While I'm out here working hard, just like a dog on the street. Well, if you don't change, I'll be leaving you.
Money's all been spent. I guess but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. I got you to walk with me. I got you to talk with me. I got you to kiss goodnight. I got you to hold me tight. I got you to come on, let go. I got you to love me so.
Sometimes when I'm down and all alone, oh, just like a child without a home, the love you give me keeps me hanging on. Oh, honey, all I ever need is you. You're my first love, you're my last. You're my future, you're my past, and loving you is all I ask, honey. All I ever need is you. Winters come and they go, and we watch the mail. Your reason to build my world around you.
Come and follow rainbows, I am told. Some men search for silver, some for gold.
I have found my treasure in your soul, honey. All I ever need.
Without love, I'd never find the way through ups and downs of every single day.
I won't sleep at night until you say, my honey, all I ever need is you.
Cher, 1971, number 7 charted hit for them. And before that, from 1965, their first pop hit went to number 1, I Got You, Babe, Sonny and Cher. That I Got You, Babe, by the way, on the Rolling Stones 500 most important songs is listed at number 451. There's one thing about that Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe. Whenever I hear it, it just makes me think back to those days of the 60s. It's just got that sound that was so prevalent in so many songs back then. But good sound by them. You know, something else about Sonny and Cher, we've been talking about people in the Hall of Fame and things that they did. But Sonny nor Cher, nor the duo Sonny and Cher, are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I just thought they would be with the influence they had and the popularity they had, and especially Cher, you know, when she does many solo stuff too. But I think that's a couple that needs to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And before that, Turner Moore, I'll Be Leaving You, a song that didn't chart, came out in 1957, a real good rocker. The Mellotone, MELOTONE. And that's another one of those expensive records. You find a copy of that one, $1,500 to $2,000. It's what it books for. Of course, it depends on the condition. So if you come across that in a dollar bin somewhere, you better grab it and hold on to it if it's an original version of that, because there are some bootlegs of that record out there. Okay, let's see. We got the Vox Poppers, V-O-X-P-O-P-P-E-R-S. Vox Poppers going to get us started. And then we've got Hurricane Smith going to go. And then we've got Nino Temple and April Stevens. So let's go right now. We got the Vox Poppers and Wishing for Your Love.
Wishing for your love. Oh, I am wishing,
wishing,
longing,
longing,
and yearning for your kiss. Wishing,
wishing,
praying,
praying,
and longing for that heavenly bliss. Yes, I am hoping,
hoping,
yes, hoping,
hoping
that someday I'll be blessed
when you
say I'm your only come true. I'll be completely forever yours. I pray that someday,
someday,
you'll say what I long to hear, my dear. So I'll keep waiting and wishing for me too.
closer than me. And she loves me. There's nothing more I can say. Skies above me. Never were as blue as her eyes. Oh, 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 oh. And she loves me. Who would want a sweeter surprise?
When I nestle in his arms so tenderly, there's a thrill I can't express.
In my heart a song of love is haunting me. Memories haunting me.
Nino Temple and April Stevens, brother and sister duo, came out of Niagara Falls, New York. That song came out in 1962, went up to number 77 on the pop chart. That was their first hit. Before they had a couple more come along the way. And they were born Antonio and Carol Lotempio, L-O-T-E-M-P-I-O, Antonio and Carol Lotempio. And good sound by them. And now Nino went on to be a big sax player, too. He could play the sax. He even had a couple albums with him playing the sax. So, and before that, Hurricane Smith, Oh Babe, What Would You Say? 1972, went up to number 3 on the pop charts. He was born Norman Smith in London, England. And he engineered, and this is something I don't think many people know about this guy. He engineered all the Beatles LPs up through Rubber Soul. And he did most of Pink Floyd's LPs over the years, too. So, big career by him. He was born in 1923. So, by the time the Beatles came along, what would that make him? 40, 41 years old. So, but this hit came 72. Vox Poppers before that, Wishing for Your Love, 1958, went up to number 18 on the pop charts. This is a group that came out of Brooklyn. There were four brothers that sang in this group, so real good sound by them. All right, we have got to go. Thanks for joining us, and hope you keep listening, and just see if there's some things you might want to pick up somewhere if you're looking for some vinyl or some new sounds that you never heard before. So that's what I try to play is stuff that maybe you hadn't heard. So but right now we've got one that charted in 1958, went to number 17 by a group called The Royal Tones. It's Poor Boy, a little instrumental. We always play an instrumental when we close the show. Group that came out of Michigan. They had a couple hits also along with this one. One that comes to mind real quick is Flamingo Express. But this is Poor Boy. So, hey, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.